Rome was not recycled in a day.
Hello and welcome to Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. Keith and Molly here. How are you, Molly?
Doing well, Keith.
This is the podcast where we help you to incorporate recycling more into your daily lives. Is that right?
That's right. We are here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
Yes, and you can check out our website, romewasnotrecycledinaday.com. We welcome your emails because we would love some suggestions of what you would like to hear about on this podcast with your recycling questions, your ideas, and just wondering what on earth you're supposed to do with that stuff.
Yes, we are all here to come up with a solution together.
So let's start with the basics of that stuff. What are we doing today, Molly?
Let's talk about what actually goes in the bin that you roll out to your curb. So that's called your curbside bin. So what goes in there and what is actually contaminating the load and making it harder on your local manufacturing recycling facility, which they call a MRF, which is kind of fun to say, an MRF. That's right. So we want to talk about what goes in there because you don't want to put the wrong stuff. Otherwise, it all goes into the trash, and we're trying to keep it out of the trash.
That is a fabulous question, because there are folks who just throw everything into that bin, and then there are folks who are scared to death that they're going to put the wrong things in that bin, so they don't put anything in there. So, where do we start with that?
Well, in our neighborhood...
Here in Homewood, Alabama.
There are five things that can go in your curbside bin. Any of these other things cannot go in your curbside bin, which means you need to figure out another place to take it where it's responsibly recycled or disposed of, or it has to go in your trash and go to the landfill. So those five things, and you can remember them because you have five fingers on one hand. So one, the first thing is number one, plastics. If you look at the bottom of any plastic container, it should have a number 1 through 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's the number of those. That's usually inside the little triangle thingy, right?
It is inside a triangle that's made up of arrows. So sometimes there'll be a triangle, but it'll have the number 62. You cannot recycle 62. Oh. You can only recycle number 1s through 7s, and it's in a triangle of arrows. So number one plastic is usually water bottles, like Dasani, Aquafina.
Got a lot of those floating around these days.
Got a lot of those. And then number two plastics would be a number two inside of a triangle made of arrows. The number twos are usually your laundry detergent, vitamin bottles, not prescription pills. That's a number five plastic. Milk jugs are usually a number two. So you just have to look.
It's a little heavier plastic usually than the number ones, but not necessarily, right?
Not necessarily, which is true. And the numbers refer to the kind of resin that the plastic is made out of. So that's important to recognize because all resin is recycled differently. So number one is your first. Number two is your second. So that's two fingers on your hand. The third thing that can go in your curbside recycling bin is aluminum, which is your soda can. Aluminum is not magnetic. And it's easy to crush and bend, so you can fit more in your recycling bin. The fourth thing is tin. So that's like your soup can, your can of beans.
Those heavy-duty cans that I'm opening with the can opener usually.
Yes. If you use the can opener on it, it's usually made of some kind of collection of metals that is magnetic. So when it goes through the MRF, your manufacturing recycling facility, a magnet can be used to pull the tin away from the aluminum. That's how they separate those two.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. So to review, number one, plastic. Number two, plastic. Aluminum, tin. And then the fifth thing is cardboard and paper. So scrap mail, newspapers, what else would it be, Keith?
Oh my goodness. I'm just got a pile of junk mail. I'm just wondering.
Throw the whole thing in there.
All that paper.
All that paper.
What about if I had a paper bag that I didn't need anymore?
So like a paper bag you got at the grocery store?
Hmm.
Yes, you can definitely do that. In fact, you cannot put plastic bags in your curbside recycling bin. They clog the machines. They mess up the whole process. Ooh. So if your collection system at your house involves putting your recycling in a plastic garbage bag, then we need a new system. And that's why we're here, right? We're
Absolutely.
Here to help come up with new systems because Rome was not recycled in a day.
There's a lot to think about. One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. So if you put all your recycling in a paper bag, And then you dumped that paper bag into your big curbside bin, and then you could just drop the paper bag in there.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. But no plastic bags can go in there.
So don't put all your shredding from your paper shredder into a plastic bag and dump that in the bin.
No. One thing you can do is put all your shredding in a paper bag and put that in your bin.
Put that in the bin. That's what I do.
Yes. So plastic bags can go to Publix or Target if you shop at those two stores. But we can get into that in other episodes. But for now, just the five things that can go in your curbside recycling bin are number one, plastics, number two, plastics, aluminum, tin, and paper and cardboard.
And of course, those are the things that we can recycle here in Homewood, Alabama, but it could be different for where you are. So make sure that you go and check with your local recycling program, whether it's through your city or something private. Look into that, check with your city, usually good to start with your city public works, and see if they can point you in the right direction so that you know what to put in that bin. Now, there are a lot of egregious things that people throw. That's a big word.
That's a good word.
That people throw into that bin.
Indeed.
What are some of the worst examples of things you can put into the bin? You mentioned the plastic bags that,
yes,
that wreak havoc on the Murphs.
Yes.
Yeah, I said Murph. That's fun. What else?
Do not put your car battery in your recycling bin.
Ew.
That is dangerous for the people that sort the plastics and the aluminum, and it's just nasty, and there's a different way to dispose of that safely. Don't put your garden hose in the curbside recycling bin, nor an outgrown bicycle helmet or a campaign sign that you had in your yard that does not go in your curbside bin in our neighborhood. What's something else?
Why can't the campaign sign? Isn't that just cardboard and metal?
That's a good question. So the metal is some combination of steel, and it's super strong, which is great, mm-hmm, but it needs to be separated out and either reused. You can use it as a gardening stake if you're growing tomatoes, or to put another kind of sign in your yard. But it can't, it's not aluminum or tin.
Okay.
The campaign signs are usually a blend of number five plastics with a corrugated inside. That's that little wavy part inside that makes it look kind of foamy,
it's
or
like
bouncy.
A metal corrugated in
well,
there?
Well, it's still plastic.
Still plastic.
But at our local Murph, we can only take definite number ones and twos, and that's not a number one or a two.
Fascinating.
It is.
And you mentioned car batteries, which obviously those can get a little messier than other batteries, but I guess no batteries should go in there at all.
None at all. Thank you for that. No, do not put any batteries in your recycling bin. It's not even good to put those in your trash because they do pollute the landfill with all of the mercury and chemicals inside. But we have a whole other episode on batteries, so y'all stand bye for that one.
Absolutely. That and so many other fun topics that we have in the works, including my favorite series coming up, Recycling Rome, Room by Room. That's hard to say. We're going to go through the house one room at a time, what to do with the stuff to get rid of in the bathroom, the kitchen sink, the kitchen trash, what should go in that trash, and what can go somewhere else to keep it out of the landfills. The office, I don't know about y'all's office, but mine sure could use some recycling. So all of that and so many other fun ideas coming up on future episodes. And of course, we welcome your thoughts, your questions. RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com. Head on over, and we want to hear from you with what you want to hear from us. But until then, reduce, reuse, recycle, and relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Production of Moose Crossing Studios.